Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to The Thinker Girls. All the things you're thinking, but not saying.
Welcome to Thinker Girl, the podcast. You are joined by Stacey June.
And Christy Mercer. Welcome back!
It is. Now, we did do some episodes this year where a few of you have obviously heard them, but it has been a few and far between where Young Mate and I have been together. So this is a little bit, it's probably going to be a bit insular today because we're going to be catching up together as well as catching up with you guys.
Man, we've got so much to catch up on.
Ridiculous.
You've just come back from an amazing rediscover yourself kind of holiday.
As I do, yes.
I've just come from a holiday where I have not even, I actually did have work emails on my phone, but I pretended that I didn't.
Okay, so remember how I've got to remind you that people listen now? Like, you've got to be careful.
No, they'll understand.
Yeah, well, you're on holidays. You weren't on the clock at that point. You weren't on the salary cap then. Hey, if you haven't listened to our podcast before, hello and welcome. We're so excited to have you. We are two radio chicks who are talking thoughts once a week that you're thinking but not saying. And let's do a little intro. It is the beginning of 2015 and the show is kind of going from strength to strength. Podcasts are being spoken about a lot, thanks to Serial.
Oh, my God, P.S., I haven't listened to that final episode.
Oh, shit, you're behind.
How have I not listened to episode 12?
That's ridiculous. Well, I don't know, actually.
Well,
that's nuts.
My data's been over. So
has it? Oh, well, surprise, bloody surprise. Now with your new job, hopefully you can afford to get more data. Is that going to happen?
So. I'll factor that.
Oh, we haven't even spoken about the fact that we usually have a hot seat hottie join us, but to kind of kick off the year and give you a bit of an idea of who we were, we stripped it back and decided to do it just the two of us.
Yeah.
So I haven't got any Philip timer on. We have a timer, Philip the duck, who reins us in to give us a bit of an idea of when we need to shut up and move on. And we each pick a gem. So a thought on our minds that we're thinking but not saying. But before we do get into that, just a little bit about us. I suppose I was working in Cairns in breakfast radio, but before that we met at a radio boot camp, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. When was that? I was working in Gippsland in Victoria, doing bits and pieces.
Years ago now.
Yeah, how long have we been doing this podcast for now?
It's been about a year and a half. And so we decided, well, I had a conversation with another girl with Danny, who's doing breakfast in Adelaide about doing something where we felt, I guess, inspired to some degree, but it really didn't come off to try and be anything. It was more just about a yarn of things that we couldn't talk about on our shows. And we'd met you at the boot camp and I had said, Chris, I just was really drawn.
I really did.
I said, I think Christy is the girl.
Conversations, you know, like when you are in a relationship and you have that conversation about what happens before you? Yeah.
Yes.
And I thought you were a bitch or I thought you were, and I was so.
You thought I was a bitch?
No. I was just saying as an example.
All right.
I was so intrigued to hear what you thought of me before we started.
Which we now know, I've told you, and I'll tell everyone else, I thought you were straighty 180.
Yeah, which is just not
And true. I actually thought that you would level me or / us out. Except that just ended up being the fucking complete opposite. The other girl, Danny, left, and then we became radio besties.
Surprise!
Through this podcast, you know. So from the podcast, we have expanded to do a live show, which we sold out at Melbourne Fringe. We want to give you the details on that. The 13th and 14th of March, this is how good we are at this, we are going to be in Adelaide for the Fringe Festival, and we are pumped. So,
so excited.
Yeah, tickets can be bought on the Adelaide Fringe website, or you can find the details at facebook.com/thethinkergirls. Or is it Thinker Girls? Oh, fuck. We're not good at this. I'm not good at it.
You were just saying how we've gone from strength to strength. We need to get our shit together.
No, it's just Thinker Girls. Facebook.com, yeah. Thinker Girls. I think I've always said the Thinker Girls on this podcast. Shit. That's no good. Okay. That's no good.
Oh, well, we can't turn back time now.
What else are we up to?
YouTube. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few more videos up there. If you haven't checked them out, just check out the Thinker Girls on YouTube. There's a few bits and pieces from our live show, so
yeah.
Maybe get a bit of a feel for what to kind of expect for Adelaide Fringe and other girly stuff's up there too.
Yeah, so please jump on board and have a look at us on YouTube, as well as the fact that this year we are expanding. We're going to get a little team. So we are looking for a producer and an intern that will join us to do work on this show and other projects. So hello at thinkergirl.com.au is where you can find us, as well as any sponsorship opportunities or interests, hello at thinkergirl.com.au. But I think that's probably enough of the formalities.
Yeah,
do you think?
We've done enough.
Yeah, that's a bit bullshit. Thanks for listening. And I guess basically to cut the long story short of that's how we met. We started working together and just hit it off. And then we find ourselves in a group of girls that is definitely not just us. I mean, obviously we're joined by the Hot Seat Hottie once a week, but we are more importantly joined by you every week, and not just by listening to the show, but interacting with us on Facebook, sharing to your girlfriends what we're about. I've got to tell you, young mate, I haven't even told you about this, but I got an email, you're going to die. At the episode, a girl emailed me. I've got to get her name, actually. Let me do that so I'm being professional. But
so she emailed
or messaged us on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And said basically that her and her girlfriends listen to the podcast and then speak about our gems basically once a week, which was the most coolest thing I'd ever heard. And they all kind of speak about what their thoughts are on them and how they would approach the types of topics that we speak about. And she listened to the Woody episode. Now, if you don't remember, we spoke about feminism. What did you cover? Alcohol, favourite drink.
But Woody's was so juicy. It was about one of her best mates was having an affair. She knew. The other partner didn't know. And she was asking, do I tell or do I keep it to myself?
Yeah. Now, Catherine joins us and joins us every week with her friends and messages us and said, look, she loves the show. She's just so excited about what we're doing and all this kind of stuff. But the girls on their little email trail decided that they didn't buy Woody's story.
Well, and that was fake.
Well, they questioned whether the person that she was talking about wouldn't hear it. And they were like, so how can that be real? So I went into detail with her and responding and saying, you know, that basically we can't know anything for sure, but you and I, and young mate, you can back me up here, we went to great lengths to make sure she wanted to talk about that gem.
Yeah, we did. We checked even during the podcast. I did feel a little bit nervous.
I was uncomfortable. And when you listen back to it, you can hear that we're a bit uncomfy.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to make sure that she was going to be okay with us sharing it, because that's how we get the word out there. We don't have a PR campaign or people to help us, you know, so we need to make sure that people share it. But I assured her, but I think the point of it is that people are so, you girls are so invested with us. And I loved that you wrote and you wrote Catherine and you held us accountable for that, you know, making sure that we stay honest and had such input. So what we've been able to create through this show has been you guys being such a big part of our friendship group, as well as Christine and I developing our friendship, and we hope that that continues for the rest of the year and onwards and upwards.
So if there's any more bullshit you smell, I mean, just Facebook, really.
Yeah. And any ideas and any feedback and stuff as we're starting to kind of scope the show and how we go about it for the rest of the year, we'd love to hear it. But let's get stuck into our gems. This week, a bit of a contents, I want to talk about ex-boyfriends. And whether I talk about my past relationships too much.
You do talk about it a lot, and a lot on this show.
Mm.
But, I mean, how can you not? It's like it's a third of your life.
What have you got?
I want to talk about something I'm going through at the moment. I've just moved into state. I'm currently on the Central Coast, just north of Sydney. And fuck, finding a house / anywhere to live in is proving very, very difficult.
You want to get stuck in? Let's do that first.
Yeah. I just feel like I want to have, like, a little bit of a vent because I suppose, like, in my relationship, I'm normally, like, the calmer a downer. You know how there's always one that might flip the lid and the other one's like, chill, it's going to be all right. I've been trying really hard to be that person. Zane, my other half, is going to be moving up here, relocating, so that's exciting. But it's been something that we've been fighting about already, the fact that we haven't got anywhere to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been here a week and just over a week now.
So you've moved, and so for those of you who don't know, you've moved from Albury for a big promotion in Gosford for the brand new show with Byron Cook, Central Coast. Get around it if you aren't already. So that's why the relocation.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of changes, like after the back surgery and then my nan passed away last week and then getting up here, it's already been a bit of a mind fuck.
Yeah, it's been fucking full on. I don't know how you've done it.
I just felt a bit numb throughout the whole thing. I just haven't really allowed myself to feel much. I don't know if that's like a delayed response and like I'm going to fall in a heap after tomorrow ends. It could potentially happen. But finding a house, I just thought, yeah, I've got 4 years of rental history. I'm a good tenant. Like, I look after places. I've got good references, a decent job. I'll be right.
Mm.
But one of the first things when I got up here I noticed is that everybody feels like they need to warn you. They're like, trying to find a decent place on the coast is fucked. Like, people on a Saturday morning literally line up, like 25 people will line up outside a rental inspection and bring in hard copies of applications, cover letters, because it is just so old.
And I think it's competitive everywhere now. I think there is a bit of a rental crisis, particularly for the kinds of places that we want. You know, in Melbourne, it's been like this for years. You know, inner cities, it's just fucking nuts. I am, you know, thinking even long-term about where I want to live. And if I see things on Facebook about Sydney or Melbourne, I'm inquiring about them. I'm like, are you crazy? You're still living in Shepparton. You don't even need to think about that at the moment. But that is how much I know that it is so competitive that my game is already on. It's really intense. Now, I had a bit of a process with this when I was doing it in Melbourne. Do you print out your reference? Do you have the application ready to go? Have you got like a little Christian Zane pack for the real estate agent when you go to the inspection?
I didn't, because I didn't realise that this was something that I kind of needed, but now I've got to fucking up my game.
You've got to have like a little, a CV almost of your life. I put mine in a plastic folder. I had like all of my ID, both of our, my and my ex-partner's ID, like photocopied. I would have.
Good.
And then here's a little sneaky tip. If you are in the same situation as young mate, add $5 onto the rent and just wink it to the real estate agent.
Like, if they're asking, say, like, what, $350, you go, guys, $355.
Yep. Or $360 if you really want it.
Really?
I mean, what's $5 a week between the two of you just to get a house?
It's worked for me.
Well, I don't know if I'm technically supposed to say it, but yes. Yes, it has. I bidded. We called it Heaven on Fifth for the Sex and the City girls. Heaven on Fifth is what Carrie called the apartment that her and Big moved into. Was it in the movie? And I found my Heaven on Fifth in Port Melbourne. I wanted it so bad that I bidded $10 more a week.
And it worked.
Yep. Got that bad boy. I reckon 50 people saw that place when I went to see it.
Yeah, but no, you see, that's not something that I've ever kind of heard of.
Yeah, well, keep it on the DL, thinker girls.
See, for me, I was thinking about bidding under.
Oh, Chris.
No, I'm serious. Every place is just so pricey. I was thinking, we'll get in, make a good impression, and then just say, anywhere we can kind of budge on the weekly rent. No wonder I haven't found somewhere yet.
No, mate, people
bidding more, more like people like you that are cluey, and then versus me, old tired ass over here. No wonder.
You know what? To be honest, you're probably smarter. You've always been smarter with your money than I have. But at the same time, you need a roof. So yeah. I think you got to weigh it up. And also, no one's going to be bidding under. So you might have to end up going out to the burbs. I don't even know what a burb would be out in Gosford, but like proper areas where no one wants if you're looking for a bargain, mate.
It's such a such an uncomfortable, nervy kind of situation to be in when you don't have a house.
Especially for Zane. I mean, you've moved around a lot, but he's what.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Moving out of home, right?
He's not even here yet.
But for the experience for him, you know?
Yeah. But the fact that you're living on the boss's credit card, that's kind of ticking away. Like, that's not endless. And the situation where I have to ask for more time to be like, hi, can I stay in this apartment for a bit longer? And you haven't got any of your stuff. Like, I've worn basically the same thing into work like a couple of times now because I'm running out of clothes and haven't found a laundromat. Like, not having your life set up and living out of the bag.
And trying to do your best at your new job.
At a new job and meet people and mingle, yet feel like you've got nothing sorted is a really hard kind of situation to be in. And that's where I'm at the moment, where I just feel like my life is kind of everywhere and everything's in like one of those mini fridges. So like everything I bring to work is like, you know, like made plastic spoons and shit.
It's really fucked. I think other people, hang on one sec, I need to tell someone something. Come in. Are you going to leave? Am I going to meet you there?
We're all cruising. What are you doing?
I might just drive and meet you there. I'm just recording something. I'll just finish this and then go.
Okay.
I'll be there by 12:30. Oh, well, I'll leave at 12:30.
Okay.
Sure.
Who is interrupting our podcast?
I know. I'm supposed to have lunch at 12:30.
So rude.
But
have we run over?
Mate, I'm like, it's, yeah, totally.
Sorry,
but I kind of don't care. I shouldn't say that. Here's Philip anyway. So what were we saying now? I forgot.
Oh, just having no home.
What I was going to say is a lot of people that are renovating could relate to this as well.
Oh, when you've got no furniture,
yes,
and you're sitting on the floor and you're eating off a plastic plate, you're just kind of like, where did I go wrong in my life?
Yes.
And I've been feeling like that kind of for the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Having been in between places, and it's not nice. You don't know what's in what box and where that box is and when you'll see it again. But you know that you would have had a really nice matching outfit had your shit been sorted.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But it'll take time. The right place will come up, blah, blah, blah. It just doesn't make this process any more fun. Plus, you've been put through the bloody ringer by the universe, mate.
Yeah. It's been a bit full on, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But you know what? Your text the other day made so much sense. Stace sent me this text and it was the day of my nan's funeral. What'd you say? Life only throws at you what you can handle.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You might even think in the moment that you can't, but you can. You can. You really can. And I know you can, from personal experience. But you'll find a place. Hopefully by the next week's show, you'll be just so excited about your ridiculous beach view or your deck or, you know, your home office. Like, you've got so much exciting stuff to come. This part's just a bit shit.
All right, well, fingers crossed to have an update for
you. Have you got a picture of it, like, in your head? Like, have you actually got the picture of the house? Okay, good.
But that's the problem.
So you're visualising it.
Because a few of them aren't matching.
Yeah, look, you can't ask. You're not going to be looking for the exact carpet you can imagine in your hand. You just need to be, and I guess you need to be a bit flexible, but I would start bidding more, mate.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to take you up on that. What is it? It's a coffee a week. I could do with that.
True. Yeah, coffee. Depends how much the bloody coffee is in that expensive area by the sounds of it.
It is quite expensive as well.
It's fucking $5 for a coffee here in Shepparton.
Why are people charging more for soy milk? Because soy milk when I shop at the supermarket doesn't cost me anymore.
Well, not anymore. It doesn't. Yeah, I know. But now there's not even soy milk. It's almond milk now. Almond milk is the option. Almond milk was everywhere in Bali. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
It's so watery and it's not nice.
Yeah, but I have it in my smoothie. I used to bag the shit out of it and then I found a smoothie recipe and I'm like, oh, it's quite nice. All right, so just quickly, because this could be a problem that I essentially am going to contradict myself because I'm talking about it again. But when we were away, I was with two other girls, two of my best mates in the world, two people that if I met again tomorrow for the first time, even though I've known both of them for a long time, I know we'd just be friends all over again at the beginning. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
And they've been through really similar things to me. One of them, as we all know, that I went through a really big relationship breakup in my late 20s. And I often reflect on it because it not only changed my relationship status, obviously I went from taken to single, but my entire life changed with it. And I often talk about it, I reflect, I analyze, and I do that with most things, but it is very obvious that I talk about this relationship a bit. I've spoken about it a lot on the podcast. Early days, I think I was still really working through it. But then when we were away, all these years after, it's been 3 years since the breakup, I realized I spoke about it a little bit more than they did, and they too had gone through long-term relationship breakups.
Yeah.
Now, they're about 4 or 5 years, like, down the track, so a couple of years further on than me. But I just thought to myself, am I talking about this a bit much? Why do I need to bring it up? I stopped kind of talking about him and more about me in it. It's not really about the guy. But I did think to myself, how come they're not? And we were in Bali, and that was a place, the first time I'd been back single, and I'd been there maybe 2 or 3 times with him. So I guess that was also bringing things up.
Oh,
and just nice memories.
You didn't mention that.
Yeah, well, we'd go a lot. Yeah. And so just lots of things that I'd been and restaurants and other bits and pieces had been all me in that relationship. And I don't really have a problem with it for me. I just was wondering if other people think I'm a bit strange or I talk about it too much.
I can honestly say you do talk about it a lot, but I think it's in a way that kind of comes part and parcel with talking about experiences from the past. Like, you've got to think how much of your life was spent within that relationship. It's not only a long time and a really big part of your life, but so many experiences you were with him. So doesn't that just kind of come hand in hand?
Yeah, it does. And that's why I kind of don't think it's an issue. But how come other people don't talk about it as much?
Well, as you just said, you hit the nail on the head before when you said a year ago when we were doing this podcast, you were less over him and maybe past that.
I think over it is the thing. Yeah, the whole trauma, I guess, or the whole life change was a bit dramatic and a bit full on.
I think it's pretty hard though, Stace, to compare your relationship firstly to anybody else's, but then individually how you kind of work through that and not get over it, but kind of, you know, make your way through
that.
Yeah,
and it gets to a point where a lot of people think I'm still in love or still hope that that happens. I remember a girl that I work with, we've had her on the podcast actually, Tracy, she's a friend of mine, she's a news reporter, and she said to me, do you think there's ever anything that you would go back there? And I said, oh my God, why would you ever think that? And I've had someone also very close to me that knows me very well, when we got really drunk one night, say the same thing. And I was like, oh God, I'm No. And I just was so assured in that in myself, I was surprised that externally that wasn't as clear. But I also kind of think that maybe, and I don't know, maybe I'm doing it right and other people are bottling it up. I don't know. That thought had crossed my mind.
How do you not talk about it, though? And I'm not like, oh, we used to do this, we used to do that. But like you said, if you are in Bali and it's a place that you and your ex spend, you know, time.
And I wasn't sad by it. It just comes up, you know. Yeah.
See, this is funny because I've been in a relationship now for 6 years. So before that, I'd had only two relationships when I was like 17. It was like a 6 month, you know, like I look back now and I'm like, do you even call that a relationship? But Zayn, my boyfriend, gets really funny about that even being mentioned, even in like a kind of put down-ish way, like, oh, that was so dumb, or we did that, or, you know, or how embarrassing, and, or, you know, there's a photo, and it's something that I am really conscious of now, of not mentioning, and I get really uncomfortable when other people bring up, like family members and stuff, or such and such, Ben this or Brock that, and I...
Your ex is called Ben and Brock.
Yeah, and I feel so uncomfortable. So uncomfortable if Zayn hears that, where I'm like, ooh, how's he going to feel about that? And then I'm just a bit like, hang on a second, that happened. I'm not going to pretend that it didn't.
Yeah, I know.
And I think it's also important...
And I had 8 years of that happening, so it's hard.
Yeah. And not feel like you can't talk about it. And you know what? I think that if you met somebody that you feel like you can't talk about it, you know, not that you're bringing up conversations, you know, every single second about we did this and we did that, but at the same time, I don't think you want to go too far in ignoring the fact that it happened. I think that shapes who you are now, and it's important not to completely neglect that.
Yeah, yeah. And I just kind of, I hadn't really ever thought an issue. Like, I'm all, you know me, like what other people think is up to them. But when I compared myself to the girls that had been through such similar things and weren't really doing it, I was like, oh, this is a bit strange. Like, is it just me? But we all had conversations about it. And I guess, you know, when we got talking about it, they really spoke about it a lot more. And it was kind of interesting to see everybody's different sides and how much it can relate. But it was one of those things that I was like, I don't think I necessarily dislike that people think I still want to be there. But at the same time, I don't know. I wondered, that's why I was asking you, if I'd let off a funny vibe.
No, I don't reckon. Do you know what I'm thinking though? Like, out of the back of your long-term relationship, there was so, so much personal growth and personal change.
Oh God, like, my entire life.
You fucking life.
Yeah, I know.
Upside down. So I think maybe that is not just the relationship that you went in and then out of, but I think also you kind of went through this massive change personally, and maybe not to put down other people's relationships and whatever, but maybe other people haven't had that as well, because you kind of had a double whammy. You know, it wasn't just a breakup and now I'm single. Like, every element of your life changed. Yeah. So I think...
I did it all in the big thing. So I think that it looked like it was all the breakup, but actually it wasn't. Yeah, job,
no,
career,
part of it.
States, everything. I know. And that does make me feel better. But it is... I just had to kind of question it and be like, oh, Stacey. And then once I came round full circle and just kind of aired it out there, I was like, oh, it's just... The other thing is, like, and everybody that's going through breakups or everybody that's had their exes, I think everybody... It is so personal, you really can't compare, you know. And I also find it that when you're not married, it's almost like you don't get to grieve, or you don't, no, not grieve, that's not the word, you don't get to kind of have this understanding of people externally that you can talk about it, or it can be a big deal, like, because or as big a deal as if you were getting a divorce. Whereas just because I didn't have the piece of paper doesn't mean that it wasn't a divorce. Does that make sense?
Oh, of course.
Mm, it's funny. And so it would feel like, sometimes it feels like it may have been easier to be able to say I got divorced, because people would then understand a little bit more.
But you kind of did. Isn't it that you were really legally
Yeah, but I mean, if you could say that, if you could say that.
Yeah, there's like more empathy.
Yeah, there's more understanding.
Or I just got divorced from my, who's now my ex-hubby. You're right.
Even, people are like, wow, that's a massive life thing. Whereas you say, I broke up with my boyfriend of, you know, 9, 10 years. Right. People are like, oh, wow, you know, get back on the horse. It's like, how are there such different reactions?
I must say, though, in answer to your question, no, I don't think you talk about it. I don't think you talk about it too much at all.
Good one. Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
I think maybe our listeners might have other opinions. Let us know on our Facebook page or at hello@thinkagirl.com.au. But that is Philip, and that is the end of our intro to 2015, a bit of a reset for those of you that are joining us later to the party. We just thought we'd kind of let you know a bit about who we were and what we do and how excited we are for this year. And next week we will be joined again by a hot seat hottie. We've got a really few big exciting guests to kind of have over the first few months of this year. So I'm pumped to get back into it.
Yeah, same. It's going to be a really big year and we're super excited. I'm so excited about Fringe.
Oh, yes. Make sure you get tickets if you live in Adelaide, or please share with your Adelaide, South Australian friends. You can find us at the Adelaide Fringe website or at facebook.com/thinkergirls. You can download this podcast and others by subscribing on iTunes or at podcast.thinkergirl.com.au. Until next week, we will speak to you guys then.
All right, doll. See ya.
Okay, bye, love.
Bye.
Were you eavesdropping on this conversation? Follow the Thinker Girls at facebook.com/thinkergirls or Thinker Girl TV on Twitter.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.